Lord with us this morning. Before I get into the message, I just want to make a short announcement. We need some, you know, I think the Army says we need a few good men. We need more than a few. We need some good, young, strong men to stay immediately after church. We're going to move a couple of pews. And we won't turn down the older men either. They can give direction. But if you could stay for about 10 minutes after service, we could certainly use your strength and your willingness to help us. Amen. Praise God. Just love the Lord this morning. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of St. John. In the 5th chapter of the book of St. John, I want to read the first 8 verses. Very familiar passage of Scripture, one that we've shouted victory to, I guess, as long as I can remember being in the house of God. One of the greatest stories and accounts of healings that have ever been written in the 4 Gospels. And there were many, but this one has a very special place. But the Lord led me there this week, and I pray the leadership of the Holy Ghost this morning that I can convey to you what I feel that He has spoken to my heart and my spirit this week. In the 5th chapter of the book of St. John, beginning with verse number 1, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for, everybody say waiting for, the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole. Everybody say made whole. Made whole. Of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Can we bow our heads in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you and we love you. God, we know that all of our hope lies in Jesus. Father, He's never let us down. Boy, I pray this morning, God, that You would just send that anointing down upon this sanctuary. Let everyone here, God, be saturated with Your Holy Spirit. God, I ask You to anoint these lips of clay this morning, God. Anoint this vessel, God, as I attempt to bring what I feel that You've laid upon my heart. God, let it go forth. Let it not return void. God, let it accomplish that You intend and You have a purpose for. We do remember those who are suffering today, those who are sick, those in the hospitals, the nursing homes. Father, so many are in need of prayer, and I pray that You would touch in each and every account. God, just bless us now, Lord. Lead us and guide us and keep us safe, Lord, and we'll give You all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before you're seated, turn to your neighbor, either to the right or the left or behind or forward, and tell them how much you love them. And you may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, sit down. I didn't say make a day out of it. Hey, it's something we love. You just love somebody and they love you right back. Amen. We need more of that in the world, don't we? Bible says God is love. This morning I want to bring a message entitled, Wilt Thou Be Made Whole? I want you to think of that this morning as I attempt to bring this message. I don't mind telling you that God has dealt with me this week in a very impressive way to me. I mean, it just never ceases to amaze me that God is a God of timely situations. He just knows what we need and knows how to feed us and knows how to help us and just knows the words to tell us. And, You know, sometimes I'm just going to give a personal testimony and confession. Sometimes we're seeking and praising God. God, you got to help me. You got to show me. God, just give me a sign. Lord, let me know what your will is. And we're looking and we're seeing all these things and we're hearing things on the radio and God's trying to talk to us in church marquees. He's trying to talk to us on the radio. He's trying to talk to us through his scripture and we're still, amen, looking for something that will help us. And suddenly it dawns on us, God, you're trying to tell me something, you know, that's happened so many times, and this week it happened at the onset of the week, and God did not let up on me this week as he began to convey this thought in my mind. And I hope this morning, and it'll have to be with the anointing of God and the Holy Ghost, that I can share with you. But this question rang over and over in my heart and my spirit this week: wilt thou be made whole? The Hebrew definition for whole means sound, wholesome, right. The Hebrew word for impotent means without strength, weak, powerless, and sick. We know and understand this is an account of healing, certainly a great miracle. And I've preached about this many, many times, and it's wonderful how that the Lord just came up and saw all these folks, and this person, this man had been in this condition for 38 years, and we've talked and preached about how it was to probably return to the pool of Bethesda year after year after year and be disappointed and not get into the water for the troubling of the water and the healing that the angel was supposed to stir the waters, and others ran before him. Others were able to get his blessing, and he went away in a saddened condition and went away the same way that he returned. And God began to speak to my heart, to my spirit, and say, how many times have we entered into God's sanctuary and left in the same condition that we entered into the sanctuary because for whatever excuse it was, it's too hot, too cold, the preacher's too loud, not loud enough, the music was awful, the music was great, whatever the situation it was, many times we come into the sanctuary and in the presence of God with a great anticipation of God meeting our needs, only to be disappointed, not in God, but in ourselves, because we leave in the same condition. This week, however, my mind has been consumed, and I use that word, I do not use that word lightly, because that is exactly what I have felt this week. I didn't try to get my mind off of other things, but how many knows that we have routines and schedules and things and that we have to do, and some of you ministers may know what I'm talking about. It didn't matter what part of the Bible I read, it didn't matter what song I heard, it didn't matter what part of my prayer, my mind was consumed with this question: wilt thou be made whole? And let me say it in a southern vernacular: do you want to be healed? Do you want to be made whole? And it rang over and over and over in my mind, and I began to read and just study and ask God just to help me. But the thing about it this week, I've been consumed with the thought and the vision of a multitude of people who need to be made whole. Now, I thought it quite interesting that here in this particular account, Jesus used the word, wilt thou be made whole, as opposed to, wilt thou be healed? Do you want to be delivered of the disease that you have? Do you want to be healed for the infirmity? And we know that in other accounts of healing, the Lord used those words. Would you be healed? Would you be delivered? Would you like to be set free? But on this account, on this occasion, he said, wilt thou be made whole? And, you know, upon first reading that, I thought, what a question. If you'd had an affliction for 38 years and somebody asked you, are you wanting to be healed? Well, the answer absolutely would be, of course I want to be healed. I want to be healed. But I think that the Lord was not only going to heal him, that was a given, okay? Do you know that your healing is a given? We'll plead and we'll beg for healing when the Bible tells us with his stripes we are healed. I believe if more people would understand and realize that the price has already been paid, if we'll just go and be the recipient of God's grace and mercy and accept our healing and live in our healing and even testify of our healing, I believe that we would see more and more miracles. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. And I believe that the healing of this man was a given, but I also believe that Jesus wanted a transformation in his life. Amen. Can I tell you that some folks want healing, but they don't want the transformation? Can I tell you some folks like the chill bumps and the Holy Ghost bumps when you lift your hands and praise the Lord and in worship and praise, but they don't want the transformation? Can I tell you that some folks like to attend church, even be a member of church, but they really don't want the transformation? Let me tell you something. You can be churchy all you want to and still go to hell. Amen. It's not about where your name is. It's all about where your heart is. Amen. I don't know about you, but I kind of think I do. Amen. Because I see some expressions on some faces this morning to let me know that there's been a transformation in your life. There's been a change in your life. All things have passed away and all things have become new. I don't know about you, but when I went to that altar, the Lord delivered me. He made me whole. He made me sound. He gave me wholesomeness. He gave me righteousness. Amen. Not something that I never ever could obtain out in the world today. But in my mind this week, the Spirit of the Lord consumed my thoughts and my, I'm not going to call it a vision, I'm just going to call it, as I prayed and studied, my mind began to picture, not necessarily the pool of Bethesda, because primarily this is a story about healing. But how many knows that there are many souls today that need healing? I understand. The Bible says, if any of you is sick, let him call for the elders of the church and anoint him with oil, pray the prayer. They'll be healed. They'll be delivered. I understand that. But I believe far important than that are the countless numbers of people who are lying around today, the spiritual pool of Bethesda, in an impotent condition, not so much physically, but spiritually. Drying up. Anemic, weak, in a weakened condition. Nothing satisfies. Some say you need to try this. You try that for a little while and it lifts you up. Amen, but it doesn't last. It doesn't last. Somebody says you ought to go here and do this, and people throng to that place and do that, and it lasts for a little while. But it is not an enduring transformation. And my mind began to see the countless numbers of people, amen, who are lying spiritually around the pool of Bethesda in an impotent condition. No hope, no joy, no freedom, no deliverance. And here's the thing about it. Jesus asked the question, do you want to be whole? And I feel like there's people today that really are not certain that they want to be whole. They want to be touched. They want to be anointed, but I'm not sure if the desire is there to be made whole. Because if the desire there is to be made whole, there is going to be an exaggerated change in your life. Man, you're going to desire different things. Let me tell you something. You're going to wake up with a better attitude. Let me tell you something else. You're going to wake up. Glory to God. I see so many people today walking around in a daze, eyes open, but I don't think nobody's home. And God forbid they're driving down I-20. I've met people, and I'm sure their mind could not have been on their driving because their eyes wasn't even on their driving. You never leave home without praying, Lord, protect me, put a hedge around me, and Lord, don't let anybody run into me. I meet people on the street. You might nod and smile, and they're like you never existed. Can I tell you? They're in a state of spiritual impotence, trying any and everything that can satisfy for just a little bit. I'm probably going to make some people mad with this statement, but I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm not trying to be. I'm just trying to make a point.
I was with a fellow yesterday. We were down at the hunting land, and we were cleaning, and I got something I hadn't had on my hands in a long time. I got a blister. If that thing didn't hurt so bad, I'd be proud of it. Most people think preachers have never had a blister on their hand. I got one. Anyway, we was cutting branches and cleaning all, and he had thrown his coat on the back of my trailer, and I had gone down, and so we had to cross a creek, and we couldn't get the truck in the river. I was going to go all the way around, drive back around, unload the four-wheeler, and go get him, and we was going to cross the creek together. So when I got back around, he said, "Did you happen to get my coat off the back of the trailer?" And I said, "No. Didn't see it. Didn't know it was there." I backtracked. I looked everywhere in the world for that coat. I got up and down the road and was looking for that coat, and I never did see that coat. Evidently, it blew off, and somebody got him a new coat. And he made a statement. He said, "I wouldn't mind so much. It's not really the coat, but I had a pack of cigarettes in that coat." Honest. That's what he said. And I'm thinking, man, you go buy another pack of cigarettes, you know. I'd be more concerned about the coat. But he said, "No, I'm not." And I said, "Well, that's the only pack you had. You go get another pack." He said, "Do you realize how much those cigarettes cost?" I said, "I do not have an idea. Thank God I don't have an idea how much cigarettes cost." And he said, $5. I said, "Do what? $5 for something you're going to set a match to and burn up? Come on. Come on." And like I said, I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just trying to make a point. Thank God I haven't got a clue what it costs. Thank God he's delivered me. Thank God he's brought me through certain things. And it's not just that. Amen. It's the same thing. It could be anything that you indulge in or whatsoever. Thank God there's been a change in me. But I begin to realize, not because of that, that was just a little thing that I wanted to tell you, but I begin to realize this week, as I begin to look around, as I begin to pray spiritually, there are people that are putting money, putting time, and putting effort for things that are absolutely fruitless, things that will not benefit them, things that will not profit them. And I'm wondering if Jesus walked up to them and said, "Do you want to be made whole?" I'm wondering if they would say yes or not. "I want to be whole, but I want to keep this. I want to be whole, but I want to do this." Can I tell you that, thank God, when he delivered me, I didn't care about that anymore. That's not on my mind. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then these other things will be added unto you." Amen. I'm wondering today if people really want to be set free, if they really want to be delivered, if they really want a change in their lifestyle. And I'm not necessarily talking about the multitudes that are out there today. I'm talking about people who are in church houses all over this nation today. Do they really want to be made whole? Do they really want a relationship with God? Do they really want to be delivered? Do they really want to have him first in their life? And let me tell you, if that would be the case, you would never get past the first song, because there'd be so much deliverance, so much victory, we would be made to sit in heavenly places down here on earth. If we could have a group of people that their true desire was to be made whole by the anointing of God, by the Spirit of God. But let me tell you something. Today, just as it was in that day, there's a couple of key points that I want to bring out. First of all, the Bible says there was a multitude of impotent, weak, powerless, sick, without strength people laying around waiting. Let me interject this, for a life-changing event. We just sang, all our hope is in Jesus. But all their hope was being the first one into the pool after the troubling of the water. All our hope is in Jesus. But yet there's folks that their only hope is in a bottle. Impotent. 38 years of disappointment. 38 years of sadness. 38 years of living in a weakened condition. No wonder Jesus said, do you really want a difference in your life? Do you really want to be made whole? And thank God in this instance, this impotent man said, yes, I do. Thank God for those today who say, yes, I do. Thank God for those who understand. Let me tell you something. One thing we got to get past if we want to be made whole is the embarrassment of what we've been doing. And I'm going to add something else. Church, how dare we make somebody in a sin-sick condition feel embarrassed? But by the grace of God, but by His mercy, but by His loving kindness, that would be you, that would be me. Church, we got to love them as Jesus did. We don't have to condone it, we don't have to compromise it, but we do have to reach out and love them. Amen. Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be delivered? Do you want to be set free? Thank God. There's some say, yes, I do. Pastor, yes, I do. I've tried everything I know. I went to every professional I know. And I can't seem to get victory. I can't seem to be made whole. Let me tell you, all that song could have never been more appropriate. I didn't know what the choir was going to sing. But let me tell you, all my hope is in Jesus. Not just some of it, but all of my hope lies within Him. Because He is the deliverer. But you got to want to be made whole. You got to want to leave that lifestyle. You got to want to step out of that sin-sickened condition that has brought you down a road of disappointment and pain and agony and all of those other things that are associated with being away from the anointing of God. Wilt thou be made whole? The first key point was, people are waiting for a life-changing event. People are waiting on the invention of a new drug to deliver them. People are waiting on a new doctor procedure that'll help them. People are waiting on the right person to come and speak to them. And thank God for the people who do that. But let me tell you something. In my situation, if I had waited for the right person to come speak to me, I had so many speaking to me. I was raised in church. My granddaddy was my pastor. He used to preach me under conviction every Sunday. But you know what? There was a long period of my time I wanted to feel the presence of God. I wanted to sing and help make music. But to be quite honest with you, I wasn't ready to be made whole. I'm too young. I got too many things I ain't tried yet that I want to do. Come on, I'm just confessing. Do you really want to be made whole? You know why you're not made whole? Can I hurt your feelings a little bit? And I don't mean to. But let me tell you, the Word of God hurt my feelings so many times. Maybe it's because you don't want to release those things that have you bound. Maybe you just think you want to be made whole. But when you get like this man for 38 years, wilt thou be made whole? Yes, I want to be delivered. Not only I want to be delivered, but you know what? When you get to the point that I need to be delivered, I need to be made whole. I need Jesus in my life. I need Jesus to come and take this away from me. I've tried everything else I know to do, but I keep slipping back into the same old condition. Do you want to be made whole? And let me tell you something. The whole here is more than just the healing of the body. It's more than just the healing of the affliction. It is, like I said before, a life-changing experience. All of a sudden, all things are new. All of a sudden, all things are bright. Yes, my hope is in Jesus. I love this part. My yesterdays are gone.
Glory! Oh, I ain't got time to tell you about my yesterdays because they're gone. I'm not happy about them. I'm not proud of them. But I can stand to tell you today, thank God, because of His grace, they're gone. They're behind. God has put them in the sea of forgetting. He doesn't remember them anymore. Because all my hope is in Jesus. All my redemption is through His blood. Second key point. Very strong and very viable point that still applies today. This actually concerns the man that was healed. The key point that this story bears out that God really, really illuminated me with is using the excuse and placing blame that no man is willing to help them. Did you understand? As soon as Jesus said, "You want to be made whole," he began to say, "Nobody going to help me." You know what that is? That's that poor, pitiful me syndrome. Do you know he didn't say that year after year after year there's been people trying to get me to the pool? I would imagine there were people that tried. I just don't believe that man sat there for 38 years and nobody offered to help him. Amen. Maybe been a little late, maybe didn't get there in time, but he says, no man would help me down to the pool. I can't be the first. While I'm going, somebody else jumps in front of me. You know what? That's just the devil. That's just the devil. And can I tell you this? Whether it be pastor, mentor, preacher, mom, dad, husband, son, daughter, whatever the case may be, understand that all my hope is in Jesus. Man may point you, man may assist you, man may pray for you, but my deliverance does not come from any man. My deliverance only comes from Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I'm tired of using excuses. I'm tired, amen, of blaming somebody else. You know what? We're living in a world today where it's never your fault. And I like this one. Society made me do it. No. No. Let me tell you something. It's not society. It is the evil, wicked one that works through society. That's your enemy. Not your husband, not your wife, not your children, not your mother, not your daddy. It's that evil one that works and sows discord. But the key point was that using the excuse. Excuses never made anybody whole. They won't do it. But when you get to the point where you say, I am tired of excuses. I got nobody else to blame. This is tough. This is tough. This is tough when I came to that point. I'm tired of excuses. I'm tired of giving these lame excuses. I'm tired of hiding the fact. You know, I'm tired of blaming everything and everybody else. There comes a time and place where I got to realize if I want to be made whole, then I confess to Jesus, I can't make it without you. I can't go another day without you. 38 years I've tried and it's all been disappointment. I'm ready to be made whole. If anybody in the house today ready to be made whole, ready, it doesn't matter what they say, it doesn't matter what they think, it's what Jesus says, and what Jesus can do to your life is make you completely whole. He can reach down and bring you out. Hallelujah. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, give him a hand clap of praise if he's ever done it for you.
Wilt thou be made whole? I believe it's time to try Jesus. Come on, I believe it's time to try Jesus. Glory to God. I'm not against medicine. I try to be a person of faith. And I try to live by faith. But I can honestly tell you that I believe that God uses the things that are available to Him. And I know I attribute my son's life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the professional people said no. He's only got about a 50% chance of living, making it home from the hospital. And in that case, he probably won't live to be 5 or 6. But can I tell you that I prayed? And when they placed him on this medication, and you know what? I'm going to thank God for the medication. Amen. I'm going to thank God that he has given men and women wisdom to be able. And I'm a man of faith. But I believe also with Kevin's longevity, I have not stopped giving him his medicine. But every time I do it, I say, thank you, Lord, for having this available so that I can give it to my son. Amen. You know, even the Bible speaks anointing with oil. Amen. And praying the prayer of faith, they go hand in hand. I believe that there's a lot of things that can be done in this world. But again, my hope lies in Jesus. Every time I crush his medicine and put it, he can't take it through his mouth. It has to be through his little button, his G-tube. But every time I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this ability to help him. Because it keeps him from having seizures. There was a time in my son's life that he just had continuous seizures. And if you want to see something that's agonizing, you watch your little baby boy go into convulsions and seizures just on a continual basis. And I believe God was able to help that. And I thank God for that. But you know what? Every time I have an opportunity, it's always, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for letting him live. Thank you, Lord, for letting him still be with us. And I thought about this, how synonymous that was, 30 and 8 years, and Kevin just turned 40. Amen. But I said all that to say this. There's things that professionals can do. There's things that doctors can do. But if you really want to be made whole, then try Jesus. Come on, try Jesus. And when I'm said try Jesus, you got to be committed to it. You got to be devoted to it. I'll share this a little bit about a commitment and devotion. I'm planning this week to do something that I have not been able to do on my own for as long as I can remember. I've always heard exercise is good. Can I be honest with you? Exercise is hard. It's good and hard. And I've said, man, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I do it. But I easily get out of the routine of doing it. I do not make it a routine. I do not make it become a habit. I don't make it a continuation. You know why? I'm not committed to it, just to be honest with you. That's it. You know, I could have said, I ain't got time. That ain't it. Don't fit into my schedule. That ain't it. It hurts. That's probably it. Truth be known, you're not committed. You're not dedicated. I wasn't committed, dedicated. So I'm reaching out. And Brother Jim's going to help me. But Jim McCoy's got a workout room there. Can I tell you, I walked in, and it was cool in there, and I began to sweat looking at all that stuff. Oh, my Lord. But I'm going to try it. We're going to try three. Is it 2 or 3 days next week, brother? I thought that's what you said. But he's going to help me. You're going to help me be committed, right? You're going to help me be committed. You're going to help me be committed. The reason you're going to help me be committed is because I have a weakness. I can't be committed on my own. How many people in this church would help somebody be spiritually committed because they're not strong enough to do it on their own? You know what else is going to do? As he is helping me committed, he's going to do it too. If he don't do it, I ain't neither. You can show me and tell me, but if you do it, I'll do it. How many people could we reach out? Come on. Do you really want to be made whole? Do you really, really, really want to be delivered? I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. When you get weak and when you get in a condition and you think, man, I'm going to slip back, I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you. Because we're going to trust in Jesus. Amen. When you're feeling all let down and you're feeling like no man will help me and for 38 years nobody's reached out, I'm going to be that person. I'm going to be your coach. I'm going to be your prayer warrior. I'm going to be your counselor. I'm going to help you. Do we have any people in the house that would be dedicated and committed to reach out and to help someone? It may be the pastor that you need to help. It may be people, amen, that are too embarrassed to ask. And you don't have to know the reason. Just know that when you need prayer, I'm going to have you back. I'm going to be there with you. I'm going to pray. We're going to agree in the name of Jesus. If you want to be made whole, if you want to be made whole, if you want to be delivered, then try Jesus. You'll not be disappointed. But you know what? I could go 3 times next week and say, man, that was a life-changing experience. I'm all good. I'm healed. I sweated like he told me to. But I'm not sure. I don't think 3 times would do it, will it? Maybe I need to come back next week. Maybe I need to come back the week after that. Maybe I need to make it a part of my life. Maybe it get to a point where I'm, even if I don't come, I could do a little on my own. Oh, come on. Some folks think the only time they get to pray is when they come to church. If the only time I got to pray was when I was in church, bring the food to me because I ain't leaving. Amen. But I'm thankful that I've got a spirit within me. I can pray at my home. I can pray on the road. I can pray in the shop. I can pray in the yard. And you got to make it a routine. You got to be committed. You got to be dedicated. Do you really want to be made whole? Are you just saying that? Do you really want to be delivered? Are you just kind of going through the motions? I'm here today to tell you, if you really want to be made whole, it's here for you. The Lord can make a change in your life. Give Him praise this morning. Lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe it's time to try Jesus. There's a song that says, only Jesus can satisfy your soul. I believe truly, too, that only Jesus can make you whole. We can try every program. We can try every new thing that comes out, but still not be made whole. But when we relinquish and release our life to Jesus Christ, place it in His hands and trust Him and have faith in Him, we can be made whole. Remember what whole means: sound, wholesome, right, strength. Nothing else in this world is able to do that. Do you know how much money could be made if they could put Jesus' application in a bottle? And some folks would pay dearly for that. Can I tell you? You don't have to pay for it. The price has been paid. It's here for you. All you got to do is receive it. Hallelujah. Nothing else in this world can do what Jesus did. There's a song that says, Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. Amen. I believe that. I believe that with all of my heart. You know, I'm thinking as I say that, I'm thinking about the little medicine cabinet or the drawer where the medicine is. You know, we become a specialized nation, a specialized world. You can get something for allergy and sinus. You can get something for sinus. You can get something for sinus slash headache. You can get something for sinus slash headache, ingrown. I think that's on there. But it lists another thing. Sneezing, wheezing, all that kind of stuff. If you're stopped up, they can give you something to unstop you. If you're not stopped up, they can give you something to make you stopped up. And all that. And you know, we got all these things. Wouldn't it be great if all of a sudden somebody said, you know what? I just got one pill. And you know what? A lot of people would run out and buy it. Oh, this thing's going to cost you. Oh, I don't care. I want it. But I found out all my hope is in Jesus. Man, Lord just laid something on my heart. I think I'm going to try this. If the exercise program don't work, I may do this. Y'all know I'm out there. I'm out there. The Bible said it took the foolishness of preaching. Be careful what you call me. But I just thought about this. I'm going to do something. I have some empty pill bottles around my house. I don't know why. I don't know what I'm going to use. I think I used some of them one time to put some coins. I saved coins and all, and I put some coins in there, and I still got them. And I'm thinking, I might get some more coins one of these days. So I've saved pill bottles. And Penny goes, why are you saving them things? I don't know. Might come in handy, you know. But I'm going to get one of them. And I'm going to either take off the prescription, and I'm going to get me a marker and put Jesus on it. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just saying I think I might do that. And next time I'm rummaging through there, I'll find that bottle that says Jesus. All, I think I might even write that. All my hope is in Jesus. And for whatever I'm going through, for whatever situation it is, I'm not talking about just a headache or sick or something. I may be down in the dumps. You ever been down there? You better get out from down there. That place ain't good for you. Get away from the dumps. Amen. Get back there in the holy presence of God. And that bottle might remind me, all my hope is in Jesus. Glory to God. Whatever I'm going through, I pull out that, all my hope is in Jesus. Glory to God. Next time Penny's all over my case, I'll run to the medicine cabinet. All my hope is in Jesus. And I might get her one too. Doesn't hurt to share. Amen. I'm concerned about her. I want her to be as happy as I am. Praise God. Try Jesus. Try Jesus. You can take this as just another message. You can take this as just another few of Eddie's little sayings as he was trying to get a point across. Or yet you can go back and read that and say, you know what? For a time, I don't know if I really wanted to be made whole or not. Because I believe if you really want to be made whole, you can. He can. I'm not saying you can do it. Sometimes it gets bigger than us. I mean, it's been there. It's bigger than us. I can't do it. But Jesus can. But you got to want it. You got to desire it. Amen. You got to be committed to it. It's got to be important to you. It was important to Jesus. Jesus wanted to heal him, but he said, do you want to be made whole? Amen. If you're trying and you're trying to get victory over something, instead of going to a family member, instead of going to a medical person, when nobody else is around, go to the mirror and look at that mirror, because that mirror is a true reflection. I tried to cover up most of them in our house, except the one that Penny uses, because I keep looking at mine and said, good Lord, who is that old man? But if you go to that mirror and you say, do you want to be made whole? Because then you got nobody else to blame. Do you want to be made whole? Or do it like the Bible said, wilt thou be made whole? If you want it, you desire it, it's for you. Just try Jesus. Because all my hope is in Jesus. Would you stand? Every head bowed. Every eye closed. Maybe you're the daddy and you want to go ahead and get started. And the